Brittany, Brittany, Davenport, Davenport, 10/29/90. Today is what? 9/9/24. This 33-year-old young lady comes in today with history of hyperthyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux, esophageal stricture, erosive gastritis, erosive esophagitis, and is being evaluated for the use of Dexalant, D-E-X-L-A-N-E-N-T, for treatment of her symptoms, period. And the paragraph patient has been on Pepcid, Nexium, Zantac, Tagamet, Prilosec, Prevacid, and again, Nexium, all H2 blockers, all PPIs, and nothing has worked for her. The Dexalant that she has paid for and bought in the past has worked very well, and she needs to stay on that medication. Medication includes thyroid and hydrochlorothiazide and Dexalant. As soon as I can get approval, COVID immunization, up to date, thyroid, medical problems, thyroid problems, surgery, none, social, no smoking, no drug use. She's not drinking alcohol. She's not doing anything to cause her esophagitis worse. Allergy codeine, she's alert, she's awake, 155 pounds, 100%, 99.8, 16, 90, 88 pulse, 130 over 70. Heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next which every skin shows no rash. There's slight tenderness over the epigastric area because she's been out of her Dexalant. Assessment, gastritis, number 2, esophagitis, erosive, number 3, esophageal stricture, number 4. I'm asking the insurance company to please okay her Dexalant. She's been tried on other PPIs and H2 blockers, and nothing has worked, and it's imperative for her to get her Dexalant ASAP, both morally and medically. Since nothing else has worked for her and she does have insurance that would cover this out-of-pocket, cover her out-of-pocket portion. So I'm sending this letter along with my paperwork under cover my meds section in the computer, trying to get this approved as soon as possible for Brittany Davenport. Next number is hypothyroidism. Next one is blood work up today. Thank you.